Hello, welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we are emphatically telling you, get happy, right, Dad?
Yes, John, get happy.
Yes, get happy. I mean, I do believe I already am, Dad. Right, we're telling them.
Well, you have a head start on all of us.
Oh, then, yes, I suppose so. And so we're going to be talking about the Turtles and Neil Sedaka and R.E.M. and Judy Garland and, oh my gosh,
oodles of people.
Yes, so many songs about being happy.
Yes.
Or getting happy.
We need to get happy.
Mm-hmm, we do. And so before we get started with that, do allow me to say the Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedia conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Eckroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me and this podcast. We could not do it without you. Okay, the first band on the list, the first group we're going to be talking about is The Turtles.
The Turtles is right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Not to be confused with The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. These are The Turtles. Yes, and it's their song, Happy Together.
Yes, and that song, John, became one of the most recorded songs in pop music history.
Oh, I believe it. You know, it's got this sort of melancholy sound to it.
Yes.
You know, because they're not really together.
No.
If you think about it, you know, the singer and the person being sung to, you know, aren't together. He's saying, imagine this. Imagine me and you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. People think it's a song about a couple.
Yeah, who are already together and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not. It's unimagined, unrequited love. And it's like, it's not working out.
Oh, no. Yeah. And he brings up one of the most, I suppose, like, isn't that a sort of not forbidden or verboten or, you know, taboo sort of things? But it's like, oh, do we have to talk about the weather? You know, is that all we have to discuss?
That's all we have to discuss.
Is the weather. And yeah, this is, the Turtles were one of those groups. Wouldn't you say, Dad, that they were part of a unique, you know, sort of collective, as it were, of groups? Wouldn't you say? Kind of like Spanky and Our Gang.
Right. Well, I think Spanky and Our Gang and the Turtles shared members.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
Well, shall we play the song?
That's a good idea.
Oh, thank you so much. That's why you probably keep me around, right?
That's right.
Okay, here's the Turtles with Happy Together.
So happy together. So happy together. The weather, so happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Ah, love that song by the Turtles.
That's good. That was good.
That was really good, especially the infamous line. How is the weather?
Ba, 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 ba.
I guess we shouldn't make too much light of the Turtles because that was a super hit for them.
Oh, yeah. Super, super.
Yeah.
And so was Eleanor, right?
Eleanor and You, Baby.
Yep. Nobody but you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next song on the list is a live version of a song called Oh, How Happy by Shades of Blue.
Okay.
Yeah, we had talked about this one earlier on another episode. And so that's why this one's live.
Oh,
it's a live
okay.
version.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so we had mentioned it was originally written by Edwin Starr. Do you have any more to add, Dan?
Bad. Edwin Starr.
Yeah.
Didn't he write War?
Oh! Oh, this gave me a heart attack.
I think he wrote War.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I do believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the band War, right?
No.
Yeah. We had a hit with Lowrider.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Edwin Starr wrote it. And I believe it was recorded initially by a group for New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they were based in New York City.
Okay.
At the time.
Sure.
And Edwin Starr decided that Shades of Blue was the group to do it.
Mm-hmm. And they do it well.
Yes.
They still do it well.
Yeah.
You know, in this live version. And so, gosh, they hit those notes, you know, like, oh, how happy you have made me. You know, that's
right.
Really great.
Yes.
Shall we play it?
I think we should treat the folks to Oh, How Happy by the Shades of Blue.
Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Through our years together, we have had stormy weather, but our love been so strong that somehow we've carried on. In the world, oh, how happy you have made me. Oh,
all right, that was Shades of Blue with Oh, How Happy. And now the next song we're moving on to is by the artist Neil Sedaka. And it's called Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
That was a pop song that he released in 1961, back then.
Happy Birthday, Sweet 16?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the song is noted for being similar in musical structure to a Chopin's big hit.
Oh.
Called One Fine Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the song Happy Birthday, Sweet 16, being similar to the Chopin's one, it doesn't really become surprising because Carole King and Neil Sedaka were friends in high school.
Okay.
And they, shall we say, collaborated.
Yeah, shared notes maybe, know, ask for feedback and all of that.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
The song reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Oh, good for him.
And number 3 on the United Kingdom. Big hit chart.
That's great.
Yes. So let's grab a hold of a big, big hit. Mm-hmm. By Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield. And you say, who's Howard Greenfield?
Sure, I can't say that. Dad, who's Howard Greenfield?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Howard Greenfield was the lyricist that worked just big time with Neil Sedaka.
Okay.
So without further ado, here's the big hit for Neil Sedaka called Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Tonight, I've waited for, because you're not a baby anymore. You turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, Sweet 16.
Okay, that was Happy Birthday, Sweet 16 by Neil Sedaka, and now we're moving into the 90s. 60s to 90s. That's the sound that makes, if
that
you didn't know.
That was quick.
Yeah. And so this is a song by Sheryl Crow, and it's called If It Makes You Happy.
It made me happy that Sheryl could crow about it.
Oh, thank you, Dad. I was at a certain level of happy, and now I'm at an even higher level of happy.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow's version of If It Makes You Happy, big, big hit, becoming her final top 10 solo hit in the United States.
That's amazing.
Yes. And it also reached number 1 in Canada.
Oh, and yeah, this was the first song that I had heard by her way back in the 90s. And the music video that accompanied it, you know, was pretty great too. It was at that era. It was part of that era of, you know, music videos making artists pretty popular.
And it worked for her, definitely.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Shall we play the song?
I think that's a good idea.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, so this is Sheryl Crow with If It Makes You Happy.
Okay, I made this song. I promised you I'd never give up. If it makes you happy,
right. That was Sheryl Crow off of her album Sheryl Crow with the song If It Makes You Happy. That was great.
That was.
That was really, really great.
Still is.
Yeah, still is.
Yeah.
Really, really great. Okay, so the next song is by the Edwin Hawkins Singers.
Ah. Yes. One of my favorite gospel renditions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Happy Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was, get this, John, a hymn, if you will, mm-hmm. from 1755.
What?
That was brought up to date in 1967.
Gosh, that's really being creative, and that's really applying a lot of creative energy and, you know, adapting something, you know, from one century to another century.
And it, get this.
Okay.
It reached an international hit, if you will, mm-hmm. Becoming number one in France, Germany, the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on.
Okay.
It reached number four on the U.S. charts.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yes. Huh. And it was very well produced mm-hmm. for being recorded in a church.
Oh, my. It was?
Yes.
Wow.
A church, I believe, out in Berkeley, California.
Wow, so that's resourceful and dynamic. That was the first word I was thinking of as you were talking about it, beginning quietly,
right,
and crescendoing. That's dynamism
Right
there in music. And that's what hymns can give us. Isn't
that's
that amazing?
True, very true. Mm-hmm.
Is it time for the song?
It's time for the song. The Edwin Hawkins Singers with Oh Happy Day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
All right, that was the Edwin Hawkins Singers with Oh Happy Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, the next song on the list is...
Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, by Bobby McFerrin. And pretty much what? Only Bobby McFerrin.
Yes. Why is only a descriptive word for it, John?
Sure, sure. You know, and I say, when I said pretty much only,
yeah.
You know, I know this is an industry, you know, so there are recording engineers and there's a producer, or, you know, there's a record company and all mm-hmm. that involved.
Right.
But everything you're hearing in this recording is Bobby McFerrin.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. That's all his voice, you know, and him tapping, you know, on himself or on his body.
Right.
You know, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It was the first song, mm-hmm. a cappella.
Yep.
A cappella is the key word.
Yeah.
To reach number one mm-hmm. on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Yes.
A position that held for, well, a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, quite a while.
But all over the world, this thing, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a hit in the United Kingdom.
Oh, good.
Reaching number two.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, mm-hmm. it reached number one.
Yep.
And get this, John.
Uh-huh.
At the 1989 Grammy Awards,
ooh.
Don't Worry, Be Happy won the awards for Song of the Year.
Wow.
Record of the Year.
Wow.
And Best Male Pop Vocal of the Year.
It'd have to win for that one because it's all a vocal.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, shall we listen to it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Don't Worry, Be Happy by who, Dad?
Bobby McFerrin.
Yep.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down.
Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy. What a monster, monster hit that was.
And it ought to be, too.
Yeah.
Now, words to live by. Really. You know, that ought to be someone's, if not everyone's, mantra.
Yes.
Don't worry, be happy. Okay, Dad, so you had said that this is my pick. So thank you so much. You gave me a song. I do believe that makes me very, very happy.
Well, that's good.
On your show. And so, yeah, this song is by R.E.M. and it's called Shiny Happy People. So this song came about because the band was like, hey, let's write the, you know, most saccharine, most poppy, you know, sugary sweet song that we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of as a joke. And they did it and it became a smash. You know? A smash. It was a hit.
Smash.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
Yep. And now the band can't stand it. Well, they're no longer together, but they still, you know, like they can't stand it, you know, because it was just like, no, it wasn't meant to be, you know.
Yes.
Included really in anything.
Right.
You know, it was just for fun or to be funny. And so it's not even on one of their greatest hits collections. And it's like one of their greatest, biggest hits.
Well, I know you said
when
you were talking with me about it,
sure.
including it.
Yeah.
That it was a super big hit for them.
Well, yeah. And they just said
it was going to be used.
Oh, yeah.
As the theme song for the situation comedy Friends.
Yep.
Well, all of a sudden, it got aced out of that and replaced by, can you recall?
The Rembrandts, I think?
The Rembrandts. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, and their song, I'll Be There For You.
That's it, John.
Yeah. I didn't even watch the show. And, you know, probably REM had said, no, this can't be your, you know, this can't be your opener or intro or lead, or this can't be your song, you know, for your, for this program, because it's a joke.
Yes.
Shall we play it?
Yes. Let's play the joke.
Okay. So this is REM with Shiny Happy People.
Gold and silver shine.
Okay, that was REM with Shiny Happy People.
Thank you, REM.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that joke.
All right.
Okay, so the next song on the list is Put On a Happy Face, as sung by Tony Bennett. Okay, and it's from the musical Bye Bye Birdie.
Now that's good advice.
Yeah, and so in the musical Bye Bye Birdie, I do believe, right, it was introduced or something like Dick Van Dyke, I think, had the first version of it.
Dick Van Dyke introduced it, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Put On a Happy Face.
Uh-huh.
But the version that we are going to be playing on your program, Dad, is by Tony Bennett.
Good choice.
And it was your choice. Yeah. Yes, I'll agree with you. Good choice. And we had been talking about just the stellar performance that Tony Bennett had put on, you know, in his final live performance. Wasn't that incredible?
That was unbelievable.
I was glued to it.
You're talking about the concert with he and Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just came out and just sang song after song after song, you know?
And he had the, shall we say, stamina.
Yes, yes.
To keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And all he ever did that I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Was to hold on to the piano once in a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, at his age, he ought to.
Yes.
You know, he's just being careful.
Yes.
And so, yeah, to be that mindful, you know, and to be that professional, right?
Yes.
So professional. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so shall we play the song?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett advising you to put on a happy face.
So spread sunshine all over the place and put on a happy, happy face. Come on, buddy, smile, it's your birthday.
Okie dokie, that was Put on a Happy Face, just in case you've got it near you, what, in some sort of jar or something, or suitcase or whatnot.
Yeah, pull it out and put it on.
Yes, by Tony Bennett, right there. Now this group, the next group we're going to be talking about, Dad, is again part of a sort of collective or part of an ilk, okay?
Okay.
That to me, I thought they were all the same sort of group. And by that I mean, we're going to be talking about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, okay? And to me, they sounded just like the Grassroots. And they sounded just like Rare Earth. I thought they were all the same group.
Well, this all the same group idiom that you're speaking of, Johnny.
Yeah.
I think it stems from the fact that they all had great horn sections.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the song we're going to be talking about is You've Made Me So Very Happy.
And that was such a good hit for them.
Oh, yes, it was.
But no, they were just super musicians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kind of like a Chicago type band.
Oh, absolutely. Probably with jazz influence, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I agree with you.
You can hear it in there, you know. And I'm just thinking about the beginning of this song, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. We don't have to hear the song now.
Right.
I'll just perform the, like Bobby McFerrin.
That's
I'll
it.
Do that right now. The entire it. Song. Shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
You made me so very happy. This is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you
song made me so very happy.
Well, I'm glad.
Oh, good. Yeah, those Blood, Sweat, and Tears with You've Made Me So Very Happy. So now we're moving on to Ronnie Millsap and his song Happy, Happy Birthday Baby, which is a cover song.
I think Ronnie Millsap was probably, or is probably, one of the most talented crossover artists, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's considered country and blue-eyed soul and probably pop, too.
Right? Yes.
So, yeah, concerning being a crossover hit, Dad, you were talking about this being one of the biggest crossover hits of a certain time period?
Yes. Ronnie Millsap had the ability to take just about any country song, especially things from the 50s, and make them into a big hit.
And is that where this song came from?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Oh.
And Ronnie made it super big all over again, because his version of Happy, Happy Birthday Baby has got to be one of the all-time goodies.
Yes. And I don't know if too many people know this, that he was born blind.
That's true, John.
Yes, and talk about overcoming a sort of disability, right?
Definitely.
Or limitation.
I believe he learned to read Braille by some unbelievable young age of like six.
Yeah, he was 6 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we play the song?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Happy, Happy Birthday Baby by Ronnie Millsap.
Hope I didn't spoil your birthday. I know I'm acting kind of crazy, so I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. The great Ronnie Millsap, Johnny.
Really great. Really, really great. And we got another great performer coming up.
Who's that?
That's Judy Garland.
Oh, I should have known that.
Oh, yes. And her rendition. Hey, don't shoot all over yourself. And it's her rendition of the song Get Happy. You know, and this song is just so snappy, isn't it?
Right.
You know, come on, get happy.
Chase all your cares
away. Yep. Yes, it's so, so great.
Yes.
And concerning music and musicals, you know, that Judy Garland was associated with, this song is from the last MGM musical she worked on called
Really?
Summerstock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it ought not to be confused with another song, Come On, Get Happy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not to be confused, okay?
Right.
With the Partridge Family theme song, right?
I was Come on, just, get, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, they're two different songs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Come On, Get Happy was the theme song for the Partridge Family. Get Happy is from a Judy Garland film called Summerstock.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Oh, thank God. Right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so shall we play the song?
I think we should.
Okay, so this is Get Happy by Judy Garland.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. Shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land.
And so we've come to the last song on this list, Dad.
Oh, how time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, lots of fun. And so this song is called Happy Trails. It's by Roy Rogers.
This probably has to be, I would say, Johnny, one of the top Western songs of all time.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
All time.
All time.
Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, The Jeep on the Roy Rogers and Dale Evans show.
Okay.
I believe was called Nellie Bell.
Okay. So, Dad, were you a big fan of Roy Rogers?
A humongous fan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, as we used to say, Johnny.
Oh, sure.
The biggies were Roy Rogers, and then Gene Autry, of course, had his following, so to speak.
Influence, maybe?
Yes. Rex Allen, Hopalong Cassidy, Tim McCoy.
Oh, okay.
Roy Rogers, Gene Autry.
Yep.
They were all dominant on the airwaves as far as country Western. Not country.
Yeah, and not just Western.
No, you know? But country Western stars, and they were the heroes.
Yeah, wow. Shall we play the song then?
This would be just a great one to say happy trails to you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
All right, so that was Roy Rogers with Happy Trails, and Dad, that was the last song.
Oh.
Yep. So hopefully people got happy.
I hope they did, John.
I know we tried, you know, to make them happy.
We certainly did.
Now it's their responsibilities, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you have enjoyed listening to this episode, you can go to prairiepublic.org. That's prairiepublic.org, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. That's prairiepublic.org, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more episodes of this show there. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more of this series there.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Dad, do you think it's possible that we could get any happier than we are right now?
I think we have attained nirvana.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to join you, Dad.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yes, and goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Well, it's a cheater who pays.